The state is working hard to protect its disappearing coast. Officials have come up with all sorts of solutions, from planting marshes to building levees. Some of these techniques are tried and tested. We know what happens when we build a levee. But in the state's haste to do everything it can to save the coast, some of its approaches are a little more experimental. WWNO's Tegan Wendland reports on one of those experiments, artificial oyster reefs.
St. Bernard Parish President Guy McGinnis stands in a small boat and looks out over Biloxi Marsh, just south of Lake Bourne. He grew up fishing out here.
The water was the same. We caught the same fish back then as we're catching now. I just remember seeing a whole lot of more vegetation.
Today, he's feeling hopeful. State officials have chosen this spot in his parish for a new restoration project. They're dropping in big stacks of cement circles about the size of tires along the marshy shore.
For us, it represents our protection and our restoration of our heritage, really.
He means oysters. It's the biggest industry in the parish. The plan is that the cement blocks that line 7 miles of the marsh will soon be covered in oysters, which will grow hard, rocky reefs and protect the marsh from storm surge. Executive Director of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, Michael Ellis, says they want to do two things.
Reduce the energy of the wave that's hitting the face of the shoreline. So that's one thing. And secondly, we're looking at the benefit of, aquatic growth. So we want it to revert back to nature if you can.
The idea is that the oyster larva will float over from natural beds on the other side of the bay and attach to the stacks of cement and then grow. They've run some experiments with the artificial reefs in other parts of the state, but they can't predict how many oysters will live on them or for how many years they'll last. McGinnis is convinced he's seeing results already. It's high tide, so the waves are big and they break as they crash into the barrier instead of ripping the fragile dirt and mud away.
But this makes me feel better. Significant, you can see it.
Not so fast, says Earl Melanson. He's a biology professor at Nicholls State, and he studies oysters. And he says the reefs work to an extent.
They can slow the process of erosion down, but we haven't found anything in our studies, nor in other studies that I'm familiar with, where you actually stop erosion.
He ran a small experiment in Terrebonne Bay, where the oysters did great for a couple years before suddenly dying. He says the cement blocks fell apart because they weren't built strong enough to support the reefs. He says there's still a lot we don't know about the artificial reefs. It's one of many experimental projects along the coast, like floating marshes and artificial rock shorelines, part of a long list of coastal projects deemed in the demonstration phase. And public officials are eager to see positive results. People like McGinnis, who's seen so much of his parish disappear over the years.
And the models show significant damage to this if we do nothing. So that's why it's so urgent to start now, so that we can lose less of it over the long term.
7 miles of oyster reef have already been installed. Federal money from offshore lease sales paid for the $12 million project. Now the state plans to spend another $60 million building 11 more miles. Melanson says in the state's haste to throw everything it's got at combating land loss, there's a chance that sometimes projects won't work out, and that money could be wasted.
There is a tendency, not only in Louisiana, but across our country, to look at processes like this and projects like this and fund them, and sometimes fund them quite well for a few years, call it a success, and then move on to the next project.
He says we need long-term assessments of how projects like this will work out, and that's where the potential problem lies. The way the state sees it, if there's one thing we don't have, it's time. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.
Support for WWNO's Coastal Desk comes from the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Koipu Foundation, and the Walton Family Foundation.